monkeypox is the topic of this week's Health Matters. I think most people will have heard about this in the media over the last week or so, and will have heard that Switzerland is among one of the latest countries to confirm a case. But what is monkeypox, and should we worry? Well, monkeypox is a viral infection. It belongs to the family of orthopox viruses that also include the smallpox virus. It's a zoonotic disease, which means that the infection is transmitted from animals, we think rodents, rats, mice and squirrels, to humans. But then transmission from person to person is also possible, although it's not actually very infectious, so doesn't spread that easily between humans. It can be spread via close contact with an infected animal, for example, bites or scratches, and then for human-to-human spread through droplet transmission. So if an infected person coughs or sneezes directly on you, or through close skin-to-skin contact, or contact with fluid from the body of an infected person, so secretions or blood. Transmission through sexual contact is possible, and men who have sex with men seem to be at an additional risk of infection in this way. The virus was first identified in monkeys in the 1950s, hence the name, and the first human known to have contracted monkeypox was in the Democratic Republic of Congo in the 1970s. Since then, there have been outbreaks in Africa, but over recent weeks, clusters of monkeypox have been detected in both North America and a number of European countries. It's thought that human-to-human transmission has been responsible for some of these recent cases, as not all have a travel history to Africa. It usually takes somewhere between 5 to 21 days after contact with an infected animal or person for symptoms to appear. And these symptoms include some pretty non-specific things, such as fever, headache, muscle and backache, feeling tired and swollen lymph glands. And then the typical rash usually starts around 3 days after symptom onset. It can look very similar to the chickenpox rash, starting as flat spots that then become raised and filled with liquid so that they look like blisters. The liquid inside the blisters may start off as clear, but then turns cloudy and looks a bit like pus. The blisters then crust over and form scabs, which eventually fall off, and the rash typically lasts for about 10 days. For most people, infection is mild, and full recovery is usual after 2 to 4 weeks. Children and young adults, as well as those with a weakened immune system for some reason, have a higher risk of developing a more serious illness, and complications can include pneumonia, eye infections, and sepsis, infection that spreads into the bloodstream and around the body. In terms of treatment, the focus for most people is on symptom control to relieve fever and pain. For those with more serious illness, there are some antiviral drugs that may help, but at the moment these aren't officially authorised or licensed in Switzerland. Some of the smallpox vaccines may also provide a degree of protection, including for those who've been in contact with an infected person. They may stop infection altogether, or they may reduce the severity of symptoms if infection does occur. The general consensus is that the risk to the general public from monkeypox is very low at the moment, and reassuringly, it's not a highly contagious virus. However, people who are worried about possible symptoms should see a doctor, particularly if they have a history of travel to West or Central Africa. And to reassure everyone, people who are suspected of having monkeypox here in Switzerland are being isolated, tested by taking a sample of fluid from the blisters, and then reported to the cantonal medical officers and the Federal Office of Public Health. This has been Health Matters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.